Welcome to Life Coach Corner with Dr. Sid, a successful and sought-after life coach to leaders across this nation. Today's session will help you experience more productivity in your personal and professional relationships, develop key leadership skills, and increase your wealth and overall happiness. As Dr. Sid declares, prepare to turn the corner in your life because your best days are ahead. And now, Dr. Sid.
I want more in my relationship. That's what we're talking about. And so we want to welcome you to this second session because we're talking about the top needs in relationships, and there's 20 of them. So we're going to continue, okay? So we talked about, I think we left off with trust.
Trust.
So what's another top need in relationships?
Another top need in relationships is honesty.
Ooh, honesty. Honesty. Now, it seems like trust and honesty go together, but honesty speaks more so to one's desire of transparency and openness.
Openness.
Now, if you remember in our last session, I stumbled over this.
It was a very graceful stumble.
Yes, but we fall down and we get up. Okay, so I told you that if you want to increase the trust, you must have more accountability.
Accountability.
Transparency. And predictability.
Predictability. I love
okay?
that.
Now, within that, it causes one to become more honest or more open about where they are, what they're thinking, what they're doing, and why their motives are what they are.
Ooh.
Okay? So those are the subtle differences between trust and honesty. We need both in a relationship. All right? What else we got?
Well, you know, one thing before we move on. You know, one thing I learned in relationships, you have to come to grips with the fact that you can't move any faster than the person you're in relationship with. So if they aren't where you are, or they don't necessarily recognize where you are, then it's your, you owe it to them. If that relationship is valuable, you owe it to them to catch them up. So if they're still having difficulties with trusting, if they're still having difficulties getting honesty from you, it's your job to help them with that. And that's one thing that I really appreciate, especially, you know, being within the body of Christ. You know, God made us to be in relationship. I need you and you need me. And so when we talk about honesty, it's not just for your sake. Well, I was honest. Well, I told you. Well, maybe you did, but where's the vulnerability? Where's the openness? You
maybe know? Communication was cloudy.
Communication. Because that was number one. Yeah.
Simply because I told you doesn't mean that you heard me.
Right.
If I didn't tell you in a manner which you could receive it.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So I just wanted to put that out there. Number five.
Well, you know, some people, I want to piggyback on something you said. You said it's their job to help catch the other person up.
Yeah.
So let me just say this to you. It's definitely your responsibility, but sometimes you might not feel fully equipped to do it by yourself. That's why you need to text Dr. Sid.
You need to put this on speed dial.
Text Dr. Sid to 94000. And when you do that, it's going to bring you to a platform where you can type in your message and just simply type in and say, Dr. Sid, I need help with catching my partner up.
Oh, I love that.
And when you do that, we'll be able to respond, set up maybe some sessions to be able to help you so that you can increase the quality and the state of your relation. Because some people might say, well, you know, I want to argue with that point. It's not my job to help catch them up. Well, if you are in relationship, relations, talk about connections.
Connections.
So if you're going to remain connected, then you must catch them up.
That's so good.
Okay? So it's just like the eye saying to the toe, well, I didn't stub you. You stubbed yourself,
that
so deal with
fault.
It. No, how many of you have ever stubbed your toe until you became temporarily blinded?
Listen.
One part of the body can affect the entire. And so it might not necessarily be your issue, but it is your connection. So we got to make sure that we do what you said. So very good point. Very good point. So make sure you text Dr. Sid to 94000 and subscribe. This is great information.
Subscribe.
Subscribe to our platform, our social media platform, so we can continue having these types of conversations.
Yes, Dr. Sid is on all major podcast platforms. There's no excuse. Any podcast you're listening to, Dr. Sid is on there. Just search Dr. Sid Life Coach. No, search Life Coach Corner, Dr. Sid. Dr. Sid Life Coach, all right? And you'll find him. You hit the subscribe button and you're connected.
Yes.
You're in relationship with
Come
Dr.
on.
Sid.
Come on. I like how you did that.
I like that too. Smooth. Smooth.
All right, what else we got?
All right, so number five, top needs in relationships, intimacy.
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 Now, let me stop you real quick, because when you hear the word intimacy, some people automatically think sex.
Yeah, that is a part.
It's a part, but it's not the totality.
Mm.
For an example, baseball is a sport, but you can't say that baseball encompasses all sports.
Right.
No, sports carry, I mean, there are a lot of things that can fall up under that category.
True.
So even though sex is a part of intimacy, intimacy involves so much more than just that one aspect.
Mm.
Intimacy. This is one of the ways I like to describe it or define it.
Mm-hmm.
Intimacy. When we talk about intimacy, we're talking about being able to see into another individual. I'm opening myself up so you can see into me.
See into me.
So intimacy involves conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Intimacy involves spending time.
Mm-hmm.
Intimacy involves closeness, the mm-hmm. sharing of mm-hmm. ideas and perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
All of that is included. Now, here's the aspect of intimacy that we want to get that helps us have more in our relationship.
Yeah.
Intimacy creates safe spaces of vulnerability, desire, and connection. So when we're doing intimacy right, we're creating a safe space.
A safe space
for vulnerability, desire, and connection. Okay?
Got it. Love it. Number six, respect.
Respect. So when we talk about wanting more in relationships, respect is a big one. I can hear all of my men finally saying, come on, Dr. Sid, come on, put your weight on this one. Well, respect goes both ways, although men have challenges in this area many times. They feel disrespected. They feel taken for granted. They feel as if they don't matter. They feel as if they're being devalued. So when we are showing respect in relationships, it is increasing the value appeal of the person you're connected with. So that's why respect is a big one.
Yeah, that is a big one. And it's big both ways. Obviously, it's different for women, but ladies need it too.
Oh, yes.
And we have to communicate that need as well. It's important. All right. So number seven, top needs in relationships is security.
Security. Now, I need for you to hear this. Security is very important because it decreases the stress levels. The more secure you feel, the less stress
that is good.
You have to deal with.
Right.
Okay, so to all of my brothers, don't think that she's just a gold digger and she's just trying to get with you for money, and because all she talks about is money, money, money. No, what she's saying is, I want to feel secure. I want to put my key in the door lock and it work. I want to flip the switch and the lights come on.
Mm-hmm. That's
it
good.
It makes me feel secure when I know that we have bills paid, we've got a little nest egg, we're able to trust one another. All of that decreases stress. Okay? So now, listen. We're not saying that your relationships are perfect and that you're batting a thousand, but what we are saying, as we give you this information and you're able to apply it, you'll begin to see increase happen within your relationship. Speaking of increase, I'm so grateful for New Growth in Christ, our
yes.
chief sponsor. We're talking about these types of things at New Growth.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're looking for a church that's not your great, 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 great granddad's church, and no offense
right.
to that,
right?
But a church that speaks to where you are and to relative, informative information,
mm-hmm.
then I need for you to check out New Growth in Christ
yes.
at newgrowthinchrist.com. So shout out to New Growth for being our chief sponsor. All right,
yes.
what else we got?
All right, number 8, mm-hmm. boundaries.
Now, lady, you talk about boundaries a little bit. Why do you think boundaries are important?
Boundaries are important because they recognize our individuality and need for self-autonomy and recovery.
Ooh. So it recognizes our need, our what?
Individuality.
Oh, okay. So you mean to tell me we don't lose ourselves
oh,
in a relationship?
No. Oh, no. Not at all.
So we can still be together, but still be independent.
Absolutely. We have to maintain our individuality. That's what makes the relationship that's what makes the relationship valuable. If we're both the same, or if we merge into one, there's no relationship, there's no connection,
mm-hmm.
there's no two separate things. And so, no, we have to maintain our individuality.
And I will go even as far to say that not only does it makes the relationship valuable, it makes the relationship legitimate.
Legit, that's a better word.
No, I like both of them. Because, yes, we want value. But at the mm-hmm. same time, we don't want it to seem as if someone is being forced to
right.
be or to do. Or no, that's not what we want. We want individuals to feel comfortable in saying,
right.
in the relationship, to be able to say, no, I don't want to do that. Or no,
yeah.
I don't want to go there. Or, and then not make the other person feel bad if they go.
Right. That's good.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. Can mm-hmm. can we do one more, you think? I think we've run out of time,
okay.
so we'll stop right here. But hey, thank you for supporting Life Coach Corner. For those of you who have utilized my Cash App, that is $SydneyP. Malone, to help underwrite this program. Thank you so
thank
very
you.
Much. We appreciate you. Lady, we appreciate you for being with us. We're going to keep talking because we've got some more. So we're just going to go right on over into session 3, and we would
right.
love for you to join us. So
join
if
us.
You would, please let someone know and then meet us in session 3. But until then, this is your favorite executive coach, Dr. Sid, and
Lady Leslie.
And we're reminding you that your best and
blessed
days are straight ahead because
you're turning the corner
in
your
life. God bless.
Thank you for joining Life Coach Corner with Dr. Sid. Dr. Sid successfully coaches leaders from all arenas, spiritual, business, political, as well as sports and entertainment. Through Dr. Sid's coaching, these individuals have reached their goal of living a balanced and prosperous life. This session has been brought to you by the friends and supporters of Life Coach Corner. For more information or for personal life coaching sessions with Dr. Sid, please visit our website at AskDrSid.com, or you may reach us at 901-624-2424. Remember, your best days are ahead as you turn the corner in your life.